Hello and welcome to episode 118 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we wrap up our week of modern wonders by looking at La Canal de Panamá. The Panama Canal is a wonder in every sense of the word. From the gargantuan effort that went into planning and selecting a site, to the seemingly insurmountable obstacles faced by the construction crews, La Canal is truly worthy of being called a wonder of the modern world. So much earth was moved during the process of digging this trench through the Panama Isthmus that construction crews were actually able to build a land bridge from the Pacific coast off Panama 3.25 miles out into the ocean out of the sludge to connect an island to the mainland. They also extended the coast of Panama into the ocean enough to found a whole new town, complete with a military base. And they still had leftover sludge that they dumped into the rainforest. And Panama has tons of rainforest. The country is literally covered with it, from coast to coast. It has been compared to the Amazon in terms of density. Now because of this, back in the year 1900, when the US was trying to decide where to build this canal across Central America, a lot of folks actually favored Nicaragua. The simple fact was that Nicaragua's landscape was a bit easier to navigate than Panama's humid and soaked rainforests, flooding rivers, sturdy mountains, and that little malaria problem that had already made the region a bit infamous amongst travelers. It seemed for a while that Nicaragua was gonna get the vote, when all of a sudden the US Senate, the people who got to make the final decision, had a change of heart. A man named Philippe Jean, and I'm gonna butcher his last name, Bunal Varilla, who was a very influential lobbyist, and had business interests in seeing Panama become the selected site, sent every senator a letter containing a stamp. The stamp showed a volcano in Nicaragua, Mount Momotombo, I'm serious, that's what it's called, spewing ash and erupting lava all over the countryside, the very countryside that had been designated for the Nicaragua version of the canal. This turned the tide towards Panama, but then Philippe Jean was faced with another problem. Panama at the time was a part of Colombia, and everyone forgot to ask Colombia for permission. Colombia denied the US access to Panama. So Philippe Jean and his pal, President Teddy Roosevelt, a guy not known for his restraint when it comes to military affairs, essentially funded a Panama independence movement, even giving it actual US military support. In 1904, Panama, now its own nation, felt kinda obligated to let the US do their thing, and was paid $10 million by the United States government, the equivalent today of $150 million, as payment for letting the U.S. build the canal. And the story of the building of that canal is another podcast in itself. All told, the U.S. paid $375 million, over $9 trillion in today's money, in building the canal. La Canal de Panama, formally opened in 1914, 10 years and 6,000 deaths from the start of the construction. Thanks for tuning in to episode 118 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have a comment about the show or would like to suggest a topic, shoot me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And that puts a cap on our week of investigating wonders of the modern world. But never fear, we've got one more week of wonders coming your way. Tomorrow we're traveling from South America to snowy Tibet to look at Mount Everest, our first wonder of the natural world.